Welcome to Listen, Smile y No Te Rindas. Este es un podcast para hispanohablantes que quieren mejorar su comprensión auditiva del inglés de los Estados Unidos. Somos dos hermanos estadounidenses con raíces mexicanas. Soy Gabo, o Gabe, aquí con, como siempre, con mi hermano mayor Goyo, o Greg. Greg, we just got to go camping again, which was a lot of fun, so I'm glad we got to see each other in person. And we had that great breakfast at that little diner, which is a type of small restaurant in the United States. So
yeah, we don't live in the same town, oyentes, so we see each other on the internet, but to be able to sit and have a cup of coffee with my brother in a diner in this little restaurant, it's really something quite special.
And I think we're going to do a future episode about diners in the United States. But what about today, Greg?
Yeah, in the future, we will do an episode about diners. We think they're quite an American experience that we want to tell you about. But today, we're going to talk about the word water and the word wet in a few expressions.
Water?
Yeah, water. If you hear these expressions in conversation that you're listening to or on a film that you're watching, we're not so sure that their meanings would be clear to you because they're modismos, they're idioms. And we think that's kind of our job, is to make the meanings of those sorts of things clear to you.
Well, before we get started with the lesson, let's go over the vocabulary.
All right.
There are a few words or phrases you may not have heard or know what they mean. So the first one is a trade school. A trade school, que es una escuela de comercio o una escuela de oficios. You may hear the phrase at odds with, to be at odds with something, and that is en desacuerdo. Another phrase you'll hear is tariffs, which are los aranceles. And the last vocab word today is conference room. A conference room es una sala de reuniones o conferencias.
Before we jump into the episode, we need to do a task for the ask.
Sí, necesitamos interrumpir para pedir tu ayuda.
Si escuchas nuestro programa, ¿podrías hacernos un favor y dejar una reseña? Nos ayudaría un montón para atraer a más oyentes. Leemos las reseñas durante la emisión y puedes ganar $20 US. Gabe te va a explicar.
Oyentes, we have a raffle, una rifa gratis, for a $20 Visa International gift card every month. So to enter the free raffle, you go to the Rifas tab on our website, which is noterindaspodcast.us, and you will be able to see how to enter into the rifa. Mensualmente anunciamos allí el ganador de la rifa. Usaremos su dirección de email para mandarle el premio. Now, to leave us a review.
Please do leave us a review.
Please visit our website and go to the reviews tab, or you can give us a rating, una calificación, or a review inside your actual podcast player, such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This allows more listeners to see us in the future. Now, our first expression using water is going to be the expression underwater, to be underwater. Now, obviously, in the literal meaning means that something is submerged in water. But we're going to be talking about that something, most commonly a business or a company, is failing or losing money.
Yes, for example, because of competition from Walmart, Kmart started going underwater in the early 2000s. Por competencia de Walmart, Kmart empezó a fallar o perder dinero desde el inicio de este siglo.
Yes, and I remember this strange period when Kmart was still open. Kmart was a large chain of very large stores that were sort of, they had a little bit of everything, like Walmart does. And I remember when they started looking sort of empty, like there were very few employees. There were a lot of empty spots on the shelves.
Yep.
And I remember thinking, I think this place may be underwater. I think they're about to go out of business.
Yeah, it was one of the first times that I've seen in my life where something that was really part of our childhood, I mean, going to Kmart, it was a huge store. It was something where the prices were really good. We went there a lot. And then suddenly, it started to look like it was going to go underwater, and it did. And now it's a very different company. I don't think they really have stores anymore. They may do some things just online. So, fracasó, no falló la compañía Kmart. Por competencia de otros tiendas como Walmart.
Sí. Okay, so our next expression with water is going to be the expression to carry water. Now, obviously, the literal meaning of carry water is to, for example, carry una cubeta, a bucket of water. But we're going to be talking about the idiomatic expression that means to show support for someone or something, even though you may not want to show support for them. So it implies this idea of being under pressure to show support, even if you don't feel genuine support for it. So, quiere decir más o menos apoyar sin entusiasmo.
For example, the leader of the Senate in the United States is a man named Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, very famous senator.
And he is a Republican. And our former president, Donald Trump, is also a Republican.
At times, he was at odds, in desacuerdo, with Mitch McConnell during the Trump presidency. Therefore, one can say that Mitch McConnell often had to carry water for President Trump due to his role as the leader of the Senate and a Republican. For example, McConnell had to carry water for Trump's tariffs o sus aranceles against China, even though generally Republicans do not promote barriers to trade with other countries.
Yes, we've all had to, at least at work, we've had to carry water at one time or another, where we, at least on the outside, show support for something or someone we may not actually support.
Very true, very true.
So our next expression is going to be to hold water. To hold water. And if a container holds water, that means that you can put water in it and it doesn't leak out. It doesn't come out of the container unless you want it to. So in this case, the idiomatic use of to hold water in American English is to stand up to critical examination. So I'll tell you more about what that means. It's often used in the negative. So if an argument doesn't hold water, when it is criticized and examined closely, that argument is determined to be flawed or incorrect, in error. So, su traducción sería, el argumento no tiene sustentación o el argumento queda inválido.
As Gabe said, examples of to hold water are often in the negative, as in that argument doesn't hold water. For example, Robert kept arguing that the earth is shaped like a donut, una rosquilla o una dona. Kim said, your argument doesn't hold water, Bob, and held up a picture of the earth, which of course is round.
And not shaped like a donut.
a big, delicious donut.
So there are some famous movie scenes where people are talking about an argument not holding water. So it just means the argument doesn't make sense. It isn't valid or it isn't logical.
So the last expression that we want to cover on today's episode is not with the word water, but with the word wet. And so that is to be wet behind the ears, to be wet behind the ears, which is como estar verde.
So Patricia recently graduated from trade school, o una escuela de comercio, with a specialty in carpentry. She got a job very quickly. We're very proud of her. But she needs supervision as she is still wet behind the ears, Gabe. Necesita trabajar con supervisión porque está verde.
Okay. So we're not sure where this this expression came from. If someone is wet behind the ears, maybe it means they just washed their face, or they just came in from the rain, or they haven't learned how to dry themselves off. I don't know.
Or maybe they were just born, right? They're recently born, so they're very new.
I see. So the nurse hasn't had the chance to dry them off yet.
That's right. Maybe.
Well, I think our first episodes of this podcast were not as good as they are now because we were wet behind the ears. We had never done a podcast before.
That's true. I when I go back and listen to like episodes 1 through 6, 1 through 8, I can certainly see that we are better teachers of English now than we were then. We are less wet behind the ears now. All right. Well, it's time for our quiz. Let's see what is sticky in your brain.
Okay, oyentes. So think of the answer and say it out loud if you can. If a business is no longer profitable, rentable, and the business starts owing more money than it is making, you could say that that business is A, holding water, B, going underwater, or C, carrying water. Think about that for a moment.
Okay, so if you said that the business that's not rentable, not profitable, is going underwater, that is correct. All right, next question. A vice president has offered you a promotion next year in your company. You want that promotion, Gabe, but you dislike the vice president a lot, mucho. When she asks for your support about a new initiative, when she comes to you and says, hey, I can count on your support, right? Puedo contar contigo, ¿verdad? You have to decide if you are going to A, go underwater for her, B, carry water for her, or C, be wet behind the ears until your promotion.
Okay, so if we had to show support to this vice president in the company, even though we don't like her, so if you said B, carry water for her, that would be correct. Because if you were showing support for her, even though you didn't particularly like her, that could be known as carrying water for her. All right, let's do one more. All right, oyentes, your friend Jerry tells you that essential oils will make your teeth much whiter. After spending 5 minutes on the internet, you say, Jerry, your idea, A, doesn't hold water, B, needs to carry more water, or C, your idea is underwater.
Think about that. Okay, oyentes, if you said, Jerry, your idea, A, doesn't hold water, that's correct. We want to thank you very much for listening to our episode today. If you would like to support this show by becoming a patron, please go to www.patreon.com/NoTeRindasPodcast. And in becoming our patron, you receive several benefits. First of all, you may receive a shout out in the next episode. So, for example, today we'd like to give a shout out to our latest patron, Pilar, from Georgia in the United States. Gracias, Pilar.
Sí, gracias.
You also can receive a printable text of the examples given on the show. And for our conversational episodes, you receive a word-for-word transcript of the conversation that can be printed.
Y como siempre, si tienes alguna duda o una sugerencia sobre el podcast, por favor, mándanos un email por questions@noterindaspodcast.us. Now, speaking of noterindaspodcast.us, that is our website, and that is a place where you can find links to follow us on social media, to buy us a coffee, find out about how to become a patron, or even check out our blog, which has extra information that enhances each episode.
Well, Gabe, it was so good to see you around the campfire. And don't forget, listeners, that we will have a special episode about diners, a diner episode, which is, again, a common American type of restaurant with certain things in common between the various diners. And we want to let you listen to those and hear what those are. But I have a very exciting announcement right now about our very next episode. So we are excited to announce that our next episode will be with a quite prominent English teacher that you have likely heard of. His name is Astrojock, and his Twitter handle is @Astrojock. Manténganse vigilantes de nuestro próximo episodio, y gracias. Well, Gabe, sale vale. Good to talk to you. Talk to you soon.
All right, I love you, Greg. It makes me feel happy to know we're not as wet behind the ears.
True, la verdad. All right, ciao.
Okay, nos vemos.